Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Tuesday, August 30th. Markets finished in the red as they did during the pause from the overnight session. However, we did have a decent bounce in December corn and November beans. December Chicago wheat, however, finished lower than the overnight close. So let's take a look at corn. Dees finished down 5¾ cents at 677 and a quarter. That was 6¼ cents off the overnight low at 671, and also notably finished above the 100-day moving average, which comes in at 676. This is the second close in the last 2 days above that 100-day moving average. We haven't been above there since back on June 23rd. So that's a good sign there. We had a prominent Crop Scout coordinator lower their corn yield estimate from 173 down to 170. And again, yesterday's crop ratings came in a percentage point lower, 54% good to excellent versus 55% last week and 61% on average. Taking a look at wheat, December Chicago finished down 14 cents at 820 and a quarter. That's below the 50-day moving average that came in at 837, high of the day, up at 846. But once we got below that 50-day moving average, we could not return to get back above. Taking a look at December, Kansas City finished down 14 and three quarter cents at 897 and three quarters. That did finish above its 50-day moving average, coming in at 896 and a quarter. So we'll see if that has any effect on the speculators moving forward. Again, we finished the overnight session in Kansas City at down 14. So not a whole lot of change in that market to finish the night. We've got wheat harvest at 50% completed versus 33% last week and 71% on average. Sovcon has updated their Russian grain wheat exports, now at 43.1 million metric tons. Taking a look at beans, they finished down 5¼ cents at 14.32 and a half. It's about 24 cents off earlier lows, and we were down 26 overnight, so it was a good recovery there. Beans are trading at this point. They went down right near the spot where the 200-day and the 50-day moving averages converge, right around 14.05, 14.06. The low of the day was 14.08 and a quarter, and then the market rejected that soundly, moved back up into the bottom of the trading ranges from last week. So some good buying support there underneath the market as we hit those moving averages. USDA this morning announced a sale, 264,000 tons of beans to unknown. Crop ratings yesterday, 57% good to excellent, unchanged from the previous week, and 4 percentage points below the average, which comes in at 61. Coordinator has their soybean estimate at 50.5 bushels an acre there. Outside markets, we've got crude oil after starting a little bit higher on the day, traded as high as 97.66, backed off over $7 a barrel, put in a low at 90.54. Right now, trading down 5.33 a barrel at 91.68. So that weakness in the crude oil weighing on the markets. Also, we've got the stock market down again over 300 points, just about 350 at this point. That also weighing on the markets. There is a fear of recession in Europe, fear of recession possibly in China. And so from the demand point of view, things looking a little bit weaker here today as we try and figure out, as harvest starts to commence, what the supply side of the situation is going to be. Outside markets also, we got the dollar down just one tick at 108.68. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.